traditionally, getting married was something that was simply a common part of adulthood, considered a significant part of settling down into maturity. And millions of people still go in that direction. But new research shows that the number of single people around the world has grown to an unprecedented level, and more of us are deciding to never get married. Why is that? And is it actually beneficial to society, despite what we've always heard? Bella DiPaolo of the University of California, Santa Barbara, writes the Living Single blog for Psychology Today and is the author of Singled Out, How Singles Are Stereotyped, Stigmatized, and Ignored, and Still Live Happily Ever After. Bella, is single life offering something different than it did before, or are people just more aware that being single can be okay?
That goes in two directions. So there are more and more single people, and as there are more single people, that makes it harder for other people to stigmatize them. So you can't keep insisting that single people are all miserable and lonely and self-centered when nearly half of all Americans are not married. So just having more single people is a good thing. And there are also ways in which we just don't need marriage the way we used to. So, for example, in the 1950s, it was hard for women to support themselves unless they were married, so they were tethered to a husband for economic life support. And now, women can often get a job that supports them and maybe even some kids. And single people, contrary to the stereotypes that say, oh, they're alone and lonely, they are actually more connected to other people than married people are. So there's research that follows people over time and finds that once couples move in with each other or get married, they become more insular. They start ignoring their friends, paying less attention to their parents, whereas single people are maintaining their connections with friends, siblings, parents, neighbors. So they are actually the ones holding our communities together.
But don't we also always hear that it's better for a person to have that, if the relationship is good, to have that person to whom it's your best friend, it's your partner, it's this person you can always rely on, whereas single people may have a greater network of friends, but are those friends always as reliable as that one person we've connected with?
The studies showing that single people are more connected to their friends and neighbors and siblings and parents, those studies show that that's true even if you compare them to married people who don't have kids. So it's not a matter of, oh, you know, the married people are busy with their kids. Now, as of having that one special person, that really, you would think that would matter in big ways. And people who have talked about marriage and done research on marriage have for a long time claimed that that's true. But if you now start looking at the best research that science can offer us, you start seeing something very differently. So, for example, what you want to do is follow the same people over the course of their lives as they go from being single to getting married. So how does the exact same person's life differ once they make that transition and once they settle into their married life? And what these studies have found is that at best, people get a little increase in how satisfied with they are in their life when they first get married. But then, over the years, their satisfaction decreases, decreases, decreases. When it comes to health, they don't even get that initial increase in health. In fact, on overall health, there's a little bit of a decrease when they first get married, and then that continues to decrease. And even when you see a small increase in positive results, like people getting a little more satisfied with their lives when they first get married, if you then compare that to what happens when they get divorced, they become much less satisfied with their lives, more depressed. And that effect for divorce, the degree to which they become less satisfied, more depressed, is 2 to 3 times greater than any positive impact they get from getting married.
Have too many people then over the years gotten married because society has sort of told them so based on whether they're laws or whether it's just because, you know, if you're, I mean, you know, we've all heard the phrases about, people have questions about men who get in their 40s, why are you still single? Women are called old maids and this sort of thing.
Right.
Was that just so entrenched in our culture for so long that it was hard to break through?
Yes, I think it has been. And it's very unfortunate because what it means is that some people, and who knows what the real number is, got married only because they thought they had to, or they would be stigmatized if they didn't, or they couldn't imagine any other way to live a life. And I think what's important about getting a different message out about single people, that you can live a full, complete, meaningful, and fulfilling life as a single person, is that it gives us all options for how to live our best life. So marriage is still there. For anyone who wants to get married, they can do it.
Bella DiPaolo of the University of California, Santa Barbara is an expert on the single life and the author of Singled Out, How Singles Are Stereotyped, Stigmatized, and Ignored, and Still Live Happily Ever After.